You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give the Lord all the glory and the praise for his mercies bestowed upon us, allowing us to see another sunrise, another midday, another beautiful, favored Thursday. And as we go through today's prayer, just have a heart of expectation, knowing that the Lord, as he has said, that he that cometh to him must first believe that he's a rewarder. As long as you're diligently seeking the Lord, he will certainly respond. Water. So it's important we go into today's prayer straight away. God bless you for being here to pray. Let's keep in mind our theme, Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. As we trust in the Lord, committing our ways to him, his will concerning our lives will be brought to pass in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Today, our prayer is centered on the meaning and importance of trust, or trusting in the Lord for his favor. Now, from Psalm 41, verse 1, it reads, blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him out of trouble. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him out of trouble. In relating it to our focus, being meaning and importance of trusting in the Lord for favor, we will see how it connects. Now, God's favor flows to those who trust him. Above all else, when music servants trust the Lord, they walk in supernatural opportunities, protection and honor that cannot be achieved by mere effort. You've seen the scripture that we often read, that the Lord will encompass us as a shield with his favor. The Lord's favor is like a shield that encompasses us. So his favor doesn't just attract good things to you or bring good things to you, but it's a shield, a source of protection. When the Lord has favored you as his servant, you are protected by him. His favor is a covering. We've seen the application of that in the life of Joseph. We've seen that in David's life. We've seen that in several people we find in scripture as our reference. The Lord's favor is a shield around us. Now, the scripture we read, Psalm 41, verse 1, blessed is he that considereth the poor, the Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. Very often, we selfishly look out for what matters to us, and we turn a blind eye to the needs of others. We interpret the scripture, of course, that Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. You can't love your neighbor more than yourself. Certainly, you love your neighbor as yourself. But it should not be a defense for us to turn away from the needs of others, where we neglect the poor. Some say that, oh, As for me, the day my song will go viral, what I will do for the church, I will build a chapel, I will do this, I will do this, I will do that. The question to you is, what are you doing right now? What are you doing right now? Before you feed the thousands, we get excited when we see certain good works. We may think that they are so much, but probably in the eyes of God, they are nothing at all. Because if you have a billion and you feed hundreds, and you have the capacity to feed a billion, Jesus would reference. You see, we are referenced in scripture where the widow that gave the little she had, it mattered more than the rich man who came to do a show of giving just something insignificant in comparison with his wealth. So we don't have to wait till we are billionaires before we do good works, before we attend to the poor or the less privileged. There are people, you may have 5 phones. Someone may not even have the yam phone. I mean, if you are not in Ghana, you may not understand what I mean by a yam phone, but I'm referring to a phone that is not a smartphone, you know, with a keypad, no color. You see, and even that, the person may have tied it with a rubber band just to hold it in place and just managing it. And yet you may have 5 phones in your home. Your kids are just playing around with them. This scripture, it applies to everybody. At your level, what can you do? What's the pastor? This one is not me. Me, I don't have 5 phones. At your level, what can you do? Maybe it's not money you have, but you have strength. Probably you can help someone with lift after church. Or there's something everybody can do. You may not be able to pay for someone's tuition, but you may be able to help that person with grammatical correction when they make a mistake. There is something that you can do. Jesus went about doing good. He didn't just stay with everything. You see, and we cry, come to Glow Music, oh, Pastor, me, I want God to anoint me, the way I just want anointing. Because of that, I went to this conference, I went to sow seed here, I went to do this, that. Roaming about searching for anointing. What you have right now, what are you doing with it? And it's not all about showmanship on stage. It is about your life in entirety. How is your life being a blessing to someone who is less privileged? You may be privileged, educated. Someone may not be that privileged in terms of knowledge. It is not for you to look down, belittle, and then mock people. Or you look down upon them. Sometimes within the same choir, there's like, hey, they are the masters, those who have done masters and the PhDs, and then they are the JHS dropouts. And you even see those classes within the same choir. Someone makes a mistake, and then the PhDs, they are laughing at the person, gossiping about the person. It must stop. You rather, in love, help the less privileged, whether they are intellectually less privileged, they are financially less privileged, they are physically less privileged. They may not be able to sing as good as you can sing. But how are you helping them? Today, it goes to each and every one of us. The Lord, by his mercies, help us to be better believers and to let the love of God manifest through us. And it is because you trust in God for you to be able to do that. You trust in him for his favor. You are trusting, or you are putting your trust in him, that which you are doing will not go waste, but it would be a blessing and to bring transformation to the lives of others. Hallelujah. Today we are praying from Psalms 37 verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. So you see, they go together. Trust in the Lord, do good. If you say you trust in God, stop keeping what you think you have. Hey, me, I'm protecting my image. Oh, I'm a doctor, so I'm protecting my image. I don't want to mingle with the JSS dropouts. God have mercy. God have mercy. As for me, I'm a chartered accountant. So as for these people, oh, they are below my class. Below my class. Be classing yourself. You hold on to God's favor, trusting in Him, and let His favor be a shield around you, that as you do good, you know He will keep you and He will bring you increase in Jesus' name. So we are praying that, Father in heaven, let my trust in You produce divine favor and provision, unlimited provision in my life. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray right now in the name of Jesus.
In heaven, I trust as in You produce favor and provision in my life. In the name of Jesus.
In discharging good works, as we put our trust in You, Lord, discharging good works wherever we are, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let this act of trust in You, Lord, let Your favor, let Your favor rest upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Our second prayer, we are praying that, Father in heaven, shield me with Your favor as I hope in You. And this is from Psalm 5 verse 12. For Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, will Thou compass him as with a shield. So, Lord, shield me with Your favor as I hope and I trust in You. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Shield, Lord, You cover me with Your shield. That's as a favor, Lord. My under, cover me with Your favor as a shield. Cover me with Your favor as a shield, Lord. Cover us all with Your favor as a shield in the name of Jesus. Compass us above with Your favor as a shield. Everything about us, everything about us, everything about us. Everything, Lord, kabara babush, our finances, our relationships, everything concerning our lives, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We are praying our last prayer. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Hebrews 11 verse 11. We are praying that, Father in heaven, let trust open supernatural favor in my ministry. That which the Lord has said concerning your life that He would use you to do. Some of you have had dreams, visions, prophecies that the Lord would let these come to pass by his supernatural favor in your life, manifesting all these in the name of Jesus, because you have trusted in him. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus.
Father in heaven, let trust in you,
Lord, like you did it for Sarah, in the name of Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11, through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive, even when she was past childbearing age. So at old age, she still did that because of her trusting in you, that you keep your promise, that you bring to pass that which you have said concerning her life. Lord, everything good and the things that all your promises that you have said concerning our lives, specifically and generally, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, as we put our trust in you, let our trust in you open the supernatural. Open the supernatural, Lord. Discharge supernatural favors in our lives, in our ministries, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Before we sing our last song of praise, I'm inviting anyone who is listening or watching, if you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, please. We serve a loving Father. He's the creator of heaven and earth and everything. And because of man's disobedience, man fell to death, sin and death. So every man born is born into sin. But our Father in heaven loves you very much and wants you to come back to him. And the only way for you to come back to him, according to John 3:16, is for you to give your life to Jesus, to ask him to believe that he has paid that price for you, and to allow him to be the one in charge of your life. So just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I stand before you today, a mere sinner, unable to save myself. I believe that you are the resurrection and the life. Today, I dedicate my life to you. I choose to serve you with my life from today and forevermore. Make me yours. Come into my heart, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, and grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing to you alone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed. Amen.
Amen. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am alone.
strength of my God.
If you just gave your life to Christ in this service, please contact us via email info@globemusicministry.com. You can also call or chat with us on this number 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.